Welcome, guys, to the Think Between Worlds podcast. This is part two of our E3 2018 podcast episode. If you are interested in listening to the full 2 hour long podcast, feel free to exit out of this one, head back to the playlist, and click on the just regular complete episode of the E3 2018. If you guys are just interested in Nintendo, then you have clicked on the right episode. This is everything there is about Nintendo, from their E3 conference and stuff during the treehouse and all that stuff. Well, it wasn't a conference, it was a direct, but either way. If you were interested in the Sony and Xbox and other things, feel free to exit out of this one and go click on the part one, or just, like I said, listen to the full version. Thank you all so much for listening, and see you next time. Now, before we get into Nintendo, because this is now Nintendo time, It is time for Nintendo, right. I want to do one more thing. We do have another totally real sponsor, and here's that ad.
Derek here. You know what we can all use around our weekly Smash Bros. Time? Melee Goblin. So you and a group of friends get together on a Friday evening to settle it, whatever it may be in Smash, right? But it just seems too quiet. The proceedings are, shall we say, jovial. The proverbial flight is kind of smooth, and it all really ends kind of amicably. It's no fun. So you folks need to try Melee Goblin. Melee Goblin is a kneecap-high, trash-talking, cross-armed goon, and he only likes 2001's Super Smash Bros. Melee. This little guy will whine his way right into your heart. He will remind you of balancing issues every time you smash his character. He will cite that everything is unfair by the game's very nature, right down to the flawed coding. And he will main only one character, usually the fastest, more repetitious, most easily spammable. You can hit him, shoot him, leave him in a hot car. Nothing kills this fucking thing, so have at it. Take out all of your frustrations every time he rants about Pichu being punished for the sins of Pikachu's overbuffed down B attack. See, Melee got it. See, it understood. If you do grow weary at any time and you want to release this little fucker of a servitude, all you have to do is merely mention that you have an old, beat-up, admittedly broken Wavebird controller, and watch as his heart turns to gold before he melts into a puddle of gold. No upkeep, no caretaking, no food, no water. Just promise him that official Nintendo GC controllers are being released eventually, and he finds reasons to keep living. Win-win. Bring home Melee Goblin today, folks. We will all see you later. Ciao.
All right, there we go. Yay. Don't you love our sponsorships? They're so unique.
These wonderful folks.
I believe in their products, and I support them all the way.
So there's right. A lot to cover for Nintendo.
Is there really?
There is.
There's a lot of small stuff before
right.
the big thing.
Look, we know that Smash is the big one.
Yes.
But they did put a lot of little shit out there, and stuff they put out afterwards,
There's a lot of little stuff, so, and we'll go quick with
Let's rapid fire this. What do we got?
We got Fallout Shelter for mobile.
Which I mentioned, it's for Switch, but it's a mobile game.
Yes.
And it seemed like that seemed to be a thing. They got Fortnite mobile game, they got Fallout Shelter mobile game, they got Pokemon Quest mobile game.
Yes.
It's weird, they're putting mobile games on the Switch, and it's like they're trying to make that mobile game money on a home console.
Man, microtransactions. I mean, that's one of the big reasons why Pocket Camp is still doing so well.
I wouldn't be surprised if they actually put Pocket Camp on the Switch at some point.
Yeah.
But that would suck for you, because then you wouldn't get your whole full home console thing. Yeah, what we got next?
Demon X Machina.
Demon X Machina, the new Gundams.
I was thoroughly... most people, I think, were just thoroughly unimpressed.
Like, don't get me wrong, rocking soundtrack.
Yeah, it just looks like a mech game.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. They said definitely it's not finished.
Yeah.
When they did the treehouse segment on it, they showed off the character creation screen for your human character that rides inside the mech, and they said this is nowhere near the full things that we're gonna have. And then 5 minutes into the game, it crashed.
Yeah.
And they had to reboot it to continue.
Yeah, which is just a little embarrassing.
A little bit. But, you know, to be honest, considering that was the only game I saw the entire E3 that happened to,
yeah,
I'm happy with it.
There was also Overcooked.
Overcooked, yay!
Overcooked 2. It looks so cute. I love the first one. I love getting to watch people play the first one.
What's that, mister? Oh, no. Let's defend Nintendo, and we'll talk about the other... And you're sitting, now you're sitting here going, I don't care about...
Well, okay, there are certain games I care about. There are certain games I don't. This is one of them.
And listen here. It's a fun party game that everyone can enjoy, and just because you're a Debbie Downer and don't like fun doesn't mean you can take it out on everybody else.
Speaking of not liking fun, apparently everyone loves Fortnite.
God.
You know who doesn't love Fortnite? Me.
Me.
I downloaded it for free on Switch. I hopped in. I tried killing a dude with a pickaxe. I hit him like fucking 12 times. He shot me 3 times. I died instantly. Now, I know there was like level balancing in the whole thing.
Probably.
But I hit a dude with a pickaxe 12 times.
Yeah.
How are they not dead?
Fortnite is boring. Next, please.
So I immediately...
Xenoblade DLC.
Yeah, we already knew Fortnite was all but coming. So Xenoblade, it's a prequel.
How could it be a prequel if it takes place with the characters having already met?
What's it called?
They're immortal.
Torna, the golden...
But, no,
it's about the fall of Torna. Like thousands of years before the Rex storyline.
But you've got Rex and... Oh, okay. You're right. Yes. It's a prequel.
It's about the Aegis War.
But it also has DLC that includes like a battle mode where you play as the characters.
Yeah, Blade DLC, Shulk battle mode.
Yeah, and you get Shulk as a blade and stuff, which is pretty fun. Although, how does Shulk become a blade?
It's just kind of a...
Yeah.
It's not canonical that he became a blade. It's just kind of a fun. Like, I'm a blade. It looks like this guy named Shulk from long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's in an alternate.
And he has the Monado.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's fun.
Fire Emblem Three Houses?
Houses.
Houses.
Sorry, my handwriting is terrible.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, three everyone ones. Has a list for this kind of thing.
And this was another one of those ones, like, you know, there was no rug pull here.
Yeah.
Nintendo's was compared to everyone else, Nintendo's like, was very...
Apparently...
It was very cut and dry, yeah.
But the thing is, apparently this game was announced to come out this year, but they pushed it back to next year. And Arlo, one of our favorite YouTubers, had a mention. Yeah, fucking Arlo, if you want to be on the podcast and you're visiting LA, join us. I'd love to meet you. You're an awesome guy. Anyway.
He's an it. I don't know what race he is.
He's an it. Anyway.
Continue.
He was talking about how he was a little disappointed because up until this point, every single release date that Nintendo has put out for the Switch has been dead on.
Yeah,
and with this one, they had to postpone. And that's the first time, and they broke their streak, which is a little sad. But the fact that it took this long into the Switch's life cycle for that to happen...
To have another pushback.
Like, applaud Nintendo, right?
Yeah, no, well, yeah. I mean, Fire Emblem is not the only one that has been pushed back. They announced this morning that they pushed back Yoshi
for a
Switch, which I'm so sad about. Yeah, they pushed it back from...
I don't understand how they could... They announced it like fucking last year.
Yeah.
Coming out this year.
Yeah, they said it was going to come out this year.
How complex is this game?
They said they're pushing it back to 2019.
Yeah, it looks like very simple and fun and just direct. I don't know what...
Reggie said that they're working on it and they've got great progress done and everybody should be very excited.
And they changed the
situation. You know, maybe the people that were working on it had to stop to work on something else.
Maybe they did.
Possibly.
Maybe they had to get the demo for like the playable version of Smash for E3 out.
Or people were working... Or they kind of diverted all of their attention to the Octo expansion.
Right.
So that could be a thing, yeah, which is coming out. Is out now.
We're recording this, yeah.
Yeah, it actually came out like 3 hours ago for us.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing it a little later tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
At least I will.
Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee was also talked about a lot during
the Nintendo conference. They had a little demo. You could get to Brock and battle him, I think. And they talked about the Pokeball, Pokeball Go Plus or whatever.
The controller the carry around the Pokeball thing. Plus, yeah.
Which is interesting because it's three things. It is a Joy-Con. It operates the game. Mm-hmm. It's like a Pokéwalker, you know, from Heart Gold and Soul Silver, where you can put your Pokemon in it and wander around with it and stuff. And it also works as a Pokemon Go Plus wristwatch little thing that you push the button on.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they confirmed it.
You're forgetting a fourth.
Fourth?
It contains a Mew.
Oh, well, that's not a gameplay element. That's
you get,
just...
You get it. Bonus
yeah, happen. What do you think about everyone getting a Mew? I mean,
I don't care.
I thought they'd add him in the game at some point. It's
I thought they'd put him under the truck, but you know.
I still think it's cool that the controller that also works as a fucking wrist tracker. I don't gotta go spend $40 on a fucking wrist tracker now.
Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm definitely down for that.
It's a fun note that between our Poke podcast, that they announced these Let's Go games.
Yeah, if you guys watched listen to the Pokemon episode in the ending bit there. If you listen to the podcast, you realize we didn't mention Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu, even though they had just been announced like 3 days beforehand. The rumor didn't even come out for us until after we recorded the podcast. So it's ridiculous. We didn't mention it at all. The big thing was. You know, these games were announced and we didn't do an update even though we wanted to. We just didn't get around to it.
I was going to say, this could kind of act as our update because it's like some of the things we wanted added into...
We can also do that for Smash too because our very first episode for this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do an episode on... We're going to do a recap on Smash when we get to it. And we're also going to be doing... Once the game comes out after December, we're going to be doing an episode talking about it. Post game, what we like about it, because we only know the tiniest amount, but we'll get to that.
But Let's Go, for the most part, I was like, you know, I want to see Pokemon in the overworld, and like they added that.
Yeah.
Pioneers used to drive these babies for miles.
Okay.
No, it's funny.
See, okay. That is a SpongeBob reference.
I love that meme.
What I don't understand is what you're referencing.
I know, like, speaking
He's on the
Onyx.
The Onyx, yeah.
He's riding the Onyx in the trailer.
There's an episode of SpongeBob where they're delivering pizza and they get lost. And then they, like, SpongeBob has all these pioneer tricks, and one of them is they drive a rock. And they come upon the rock. He comes up and he's like, it's a big, beautiful rock. They used to drive these babies for miles.
Image macro.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
The fact you can ride your larger Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but...
you can ride the Onyx specifically because he's made out of rocks.
Yeah.
It's
so
funny.
I'm like the only guy like this, but I mentioned like it'd be nice to be able to like you know not fight infinite Zubats and Dark Cave and like.
Which you can do now.
Yeah. You can just walk through and kind of be like, oh, I can one just walk through and two, oh, there's a Clefairy. Okay, I'll go ahead and catch that Clefairy.
Yeah.
Are either of you interested in Octopath Traveler at all?
Like, okay.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It looks to be an interesting game. It's like in the style of Golden Sun, and you know, other RPGs
it's a
and stuff.
Fall across with Golden Sun.
You know, but the problem is that I'm just not into it. It's not my style of art. You know, when it comes to gameplay. They said that the 2D characters in the 3D space. It's not my thing.
Out a little bit.
It's kind of like Paper Mario.
Same with Mario.
Yeah.
Like, to bring those to E3 is really cool. We expected to see them, but we're all just like,
can you not show me anything new?
Any big AAA surprise?
Yeah, I really don't care for
Mario
that.
Party,
wait, I think, hold on. I think I saw a tweet this morning announcing a new character for Mario Tennis Aces. Blooper.
The
squid guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the squid?
The underwater squid.
They're called Blooper?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No!
Yeah.
Yeah, they mentioned a Super Mario Party.
Yeah, Super Mario Party 2.
Which really neat.
Is great, especially considering it's not like Mario Party 10 where like you're all in the same thing together.
Yeah, you can.
It's everyone's the individual. The
switches together and well, no, it makes well, one big game board. Well,
that's not what I was talking about. Oh. But yeah, like in that. In Mario Party 10, all four characters that you're playing are in the same car, and every dice roll moves the car on the board.
Right.
And that's mainly because you're trying to outrun the fifth player with the Wii U gamepad, Bowser, trying to beat you guys up and steal your stars. Yeah. But the fact that it's back to individuals moving around the thing, I just felt from watching the trailer, it was a little bit too 1-2 switchy with the gimmicks. But then again, every Mario Party has been like that.
It's
you know?
Always been kind of
party
gimmicky, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
you know.
It's a party game, yeah.
Like the tricycle thing, we have the Joy-Con, you're wiggling it around in a circle.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I love the connecting your Switch screens.
Yeah, that's super neat. I think I
that's
like
a separate
that.
Mini game mode where you turn your screens into a game board. That's
it's,
pretty fun.
It was neat, though.
Game board.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And then what the heck is Freedom Planet?
Freedom Planet is...
It's by the Sega team, by Sonic Team.
Actually, it's not.
Well, some developers from the original.
Maybe, but it's not listed in the name. But basically, it's an all-female character game.
Ooh, I'm in.
Very similar to Sonic. You have like a rabbit, a dragon,
ooh,
and a
I'm
cat.
Ooh, I'm super in. Sign me the fuck up.
It's like Sonic the Hedgehog, but you... It's like, you know,
it's
2D
basically
scroller.
Sonic Mania before we got Sonic Mania. People were pretty excited about it.
Super into that.
It was Wii U and they're porting it over to
that's
the Switch.
Cute. That already I'm already
it's definitely fun.
There's Hollow Knight?
Yeah, which is out today. $15, Metroidvania. Definitely looks to be a fun game. I'm probably going to get it once I get enough money.
Okay.
Because I'm poor.
What is Hollow Knight?
It's you're like your little... character, a little knight character, and like you have a sword and you like slashing through stuff.
It's a very okay.
It's very Castlevania-esque and like original Metroid-esque.
Cute. Right. Okay.
It's cute but spooky.
Gotcha.
It's
yeah.
It's got a beautiful art in it.
Okay.
Like, oh yeah, beautiful.
But
see,
yeah. Knights. Where is our fucking King Knight Shovel Knight expansion?
Bang! Bang the piece and pants thing. Together. Where
okay.
Are
okay.
Where
real quick.
Where
are
they? January.
Okay. This is the why didn't we get section of the podcast. Why didn't we get any announcement for King's Knight DLC? Why didn't we get Star Fox Grand Prix?
Which might not exist, but it seems like there's an awful lot of
edits. Up until this morning, why didn't we get a Yoshi announcement?
I for one, am disappointed. A lot of people thought, because we got all the costumes and things were kind of stacking up to maybe getting... We talked about Cuphead getting like new bosses and a new world. I really wanted Mario Odyssey DLC.
Why wasn't there Mario Odyssey DLC?
A new kingdom. We have plenty of new costumes. It's
yeah.
A new kingdom.
Okay. All right. I will give Madison... Hold on. Hold on.
You have a minute and a half.
Give
to
me the
hold
floor.
On. I am going...
I have a bone to pick with Nintendo.
I am going to give Madison 2 minutes...
God damn it.
...to rant. All right. Starting... No.
Where the fuck is my Animal Crossing game, goddammit? Listen here. Alright.
The gloves are off. The
shoes are off now. No, like, listen. I am all for the fact that we got Pocket Camp. Pocket Camp is great. I've been playing Pocket Camp since it came out. But the thing about Pocket Camp is that it's not a real Animal Crossing game. It feels like a mobile game. It feels like Mario Run did. It feels like it's...
Happy Home Designer.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Happy Home Designer with, like, the sound effects and the graphics and a lot of the same villagers as the actual, like, handheld games, but it's still just fetch quests and, like, asking your friends to help you out and doing this thing and, like... microtransactions with the leaf tickets and stuff, and I just want an Animal Crossing game. I want, like, a legitimate Switch Animal Crossing. I don't care if it's a port of fucking New Leaf. I don't care. I just want an actual game that is Animal Crossing for the Switch. And to anyone, to everyone, to that one person on Twitter who I saw that sat there and said, hey, to everybody who's been asking about fucking a new Animal Crossing Switch game, you're just bitter because you've stopped playing Pocket Camp. Hey, fuck you, I've been playing Pocket Camp since the start, and I still want a fucking Animal Crossing game. I don't want it on 3DS. I don't want some weird spinoff like Happy Home Designer or Amiibo Festival. I want an actual fucking Animal Crossing game. All right. Mic drop. I'm done. Let's talk about Smash Ultimate.
All right. So you did a minute 48. Not bad at all.
A lot of people are out in the streets. They're pretty disappointed about no, at least no tease, no, hey, we didn't show you guys, but we have, you know, there is an Animal Crossing in development. Yeah, cheers.
Like, they did the Metroid Prime 4 teaser right. last year.
They did a fucking Metroid trailer before they gave us an Animal Crossing. What kind of bullshit?
To be fair, I don't know. I was going to say, to be fair, Metroid probably has a bigger fan base than Animal Crossing, but
you've
for some reason, I doubt
you've
that.
You've never been overseas.
Metroid doesn't sell overseas in Japan. It sells over here in the West really well.
What, Metroid?
Yeah. You go over to...
The fan base is like almost non-existent in the East.
That's so weird.
Yeah. It's, well, yeah.
Even adding Ridley for Smash, they were just kind of like, we did it for the American fans because they wouldn't shut up, but no one gave a shit in Japan.
Yeah. All right, so, all right. Let's get into Smash.
All right, let's talk about Smash. All right,
so let's just start from the beginning because, like, they had this weird Asian guy, I don't remember his name, not Sakurai, who was saying, like, thank you all for doing all your things and being here for Nintendo or doing our best to make games for you. And speaking of, here's a game you might know of. And then it cut over to Sakurai, hashtag... Hashtag Daddy Sakurai.
And the minute you see Sakurai, you're like, oh, okay, this is going to be a Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he starts off with just like, hey, we know you guys want to know who's in the game, so here's who's in the game.
Yeah, they cut right to the fucking chase with this one. And it's fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody from the old games, and we got two new characters and a clone, and an Echo.
It's a fucking clone.
Now,
okay, yeah, whatever.
Now, here's the thing. We oh, God.
You sound like you were going to go off on your clone thing.
Yeah. Well, okay, when it comes to fucking clones, I swear to God, Dark Pit, why is he still here?
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a reaction video somebody put out, and it was like... It's like, oh, we got everybody, we got Pit, Dark Shit, and we got Palutena.
No, you didn't watch that. You said that.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No.
We were sitting there watching that Smash.
No, I told you. We were watching Ajax, whatever his name is. The guy who does the Know Your Move series, who I sent you about that whole Kirby thing. We were watching
it.
He was the one who said Dark Shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't fucking...
You said I was
very pissed off that Dark Pit was still there, but I mean it makes sense.
Right. This is like Sakurai going like, no more email about the bringing back of the wolf.
Yeah, dude, what's the meme right now? Never ask me for anything ever again.
No more email about
the bringing. And it's the picture of fucking Sakurai.
No more snake. People asking me to bring it back the Roy every time. Like this time he's just like, fuck it, we're putting everybody.
Why is your Asian voice...
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Asian?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it went
It doesn't feel like they just... It didn't look like they brought just all the characters back. It looked like they brought all the stages back, too.
Yes, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, it felt like that, at least.
Like, okay, the fact that they brought back Saffron City...
Did they?
They did.
They did. They played it.
I was pausing and scrubbing as much as I could, but, I mean, you still miss things.
No, there's one point when you see a character jumping back and forth between the buildings... You know, the building where the Pokemon come out of, there's another building off of the side.
Oh.
Yeah, they brought back Foresight from Melee. They brought back New Pork City, the Great Cave Defensive.
Big Blue.
Luigi's Mansion, what was that?
Big Blue, I think, right?
Big Blue, they announced that with Captain Falcon.
All, like, graphically,
oh, definitely,
they're not
yeah.
just like, oh, we just stripped it from Melee and slapped
the
it.
Only, the only one that didn't remaster, I think, was Yoshi's Island. It looks exactly the little paper cutout shit.
I feel like, fucking Kirby stage greens.
He has like three of them. It's like four
stages. Okay, well the one with the tree.
There's two with the tree.
Oh my god. The one with the tree and the bombs on both sides.
Yes, that one. What about that?
Okay, that one looks the same.
Well, to be fair, it was they used that as well, and we
did. There were more bomb boxes, like way more than usual, or was it always?
No, I feel like
those drop at random. I might be thinking.
Yeah,
of that
they drop down, and they have regular ones or bombs, and usually there's a maximum of like three or four bombs in the stack, depending on how many times you break the regular ones without breaking the bomb ones.
And we had three character reveals, one of which is a clone. But we're going to talk about her anyways, because she's still a reveal.
Yes!
Yes! Yeah.
Daisy.
Yeah, Daisy, who is what they call an Echo. They're calling it an Echo.
Clone Fighters are now Echo Fighters.
Yes.
And they'll have an Epsilon next to their name.
Yeah, a little
which
E.
Which is the, you know...
The little E-looking shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got Daisy.
Yes. And we've got Ridley. And we've got Luke Skywalker. And we've got Yoda.
Shrek has finally been added.
I guarantee you Daisy Ridley's Twitter got blown up yesterday.
Oh, everybody was making those Daisy's fucking... And hashtag everybody Ridley. Was making that joke.
I'm
hoping that she's not sitting there, like, wherever she's London. Like, oh, what's up with, like, the influx and activity on my Twitter?
What did I do?
What's this about some Nintendo? What's this game everyone's going
on about? Okay, like, I'm pretty sure she's younger than us.
She's 24,
I'm pretty sure she... Well, younger than Derek and I, not you, sorry.
Fuck off.
But, like, you know, she... I'm pretty sure she knows what Super Smash Brothers is.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
She grew up... She was a teenager. Everyone played Smash.
She was a teenager at one point.
Recently, too.
Daisy, who is an Echo. We have Ridley from Metroid, who fucking... Everybody here was screaming about just we want Ridley.
I had this horrific vision for all of about a split second, and so I'm loving the horror like trailer. This thing is like a slasher film.
Fucking Mario's
R.I.P. Mario, by the way.
Yeah,
Jesus
so Samus, Mario, and Mega Man are walking across a catwalk in this huge chasm.
They're getting taken out silently.
Like, yeah.
No, sorry, they're getting skewered by Ridley's tail.
Yeah.
And then Mario, oh! And I'm like, oh my god!
Cappy's dead as shit, too.
You see his cap silently just floating down, and then it's just laying there, and Samus is like, what? Goes over, and then Ridley fucking comes in and grabs the cap, and I was sitting there. This would have been an Omega-level troll, right? He's like, ah, I got your cap. The eyes, it's Cappy. Cappy possesses Ridley. And then it's like, introducing Cappy Mario.
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
You would have been able to hear Sakurai cackling on a cold wind all the way in, like, Antarctica.
All the way from Japan, yeah.
You could have heard him laughing around the world.
You could have heard him laughing through space. Right? Yes. And sound doesn't travel through space.
I gave you Ridley. I did not give
wrong.
You Ridley.
Psych.
Yeah.
It was actually for Cappy.
My favorite part of that cinematic, though, is when Mega Man dies, Mario dies, and Samus sees the hat, and she sits there and she fucking looks at the hat, and she kind of closes her eyes.
Fucking Ridley.
And there's fucking Ridley. This bitch ass who killed both her parents, and she's like, motherfucker, here we go again.
She used to play like a quicker version of Bowser.
Yes and no. He's got the fire breath and stuff, but there's that stab tail move, which is a little bit like Ryu's down B with like the stunning maneuver.
Spot. You time it just right, it can do some massive.
Yeah, kind of like Luigi's missile.
Right. Well, it looks like a little spark or a shine runs up Ridley's tail, and I think you need to release it because it's a charge attack.
Okay.
Right when that spark gets to the end of his tail.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's
could be.
Yeah, and then we had actual gameplay. And we got to see the Inkling in action.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
I'm super excited
and
for
it. And we got to see the stage, the Moray Towers stage.
Your favorite
My
stage.
Least favorite stage.
It becomes a Smash stage.
Well, course. To be fair, it makes, and it's a very unique stage as well.
Yeah, like, it does. Walking, you do, you.
And not just that. Not just that. It has the multiple tiers, which means if you want it, you could have all four people ledge grabbing at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh,
you could have, I think, six people or seven ledge grabbing at the same time. So if you have like a six-person smash, because there's the two down here, and then like one, two, three, four, five.
Six,
so
seven. No, seven. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so you have tons of ledge grabs going on, and you can get saved from any level.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get knocked off the top, you have a serious chance of making it back to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking brilliant
neat,
in my mind.
I just liked the way that they moved. Their general...
Like, they have the walk, and then they swim when you go... run is a swim.
Their high jump is really fucking neat.
It's the super
it's
jump.
It's the cute little... It's
with ink
little
damage.
Squid.
Ink damage, not only when they jump, if you're near them, but if they land on you, they take damage as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're down
they have the,
B.
They have the roller.
What was
which,
the down B?
I don't remember. I just remember the moves. They have the roller.
Down B is the roller.
Right. Oh, okay. And the thing about the roller, I don't know if you probably know this.
It knocked them in the ground.
Yeah, sticks them in the ground, and then you
and,
can keep going over them.
And everywhere you paint on the stage, if an enemy walks through it, it actually slows them down.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which is fun.
Like,
and if you manage to cover them with ink with your regular B special, the if you get them coated in ink, they will take more damage with every other hit you give them. And the ink slowly fades. Well, the ink slowly fades. It fades out and stuff. But I don't think they have like massive damage. It's not like if I use a smash attack that normally does 5 damage, and then I cover you in ink, and I do it, and it does like 100 damage. It's not going to do that. It's going to do like 10, like double the damage, which is not bad. So.
Yeah.
And I like how they incorporated the other weapons. You have the range blaster for an up special, but it swings upward, which means you can knock somebody in front of you up and then fire. Yeah. You've got the slosher for the area down attack, and then the over attack. I forget the ink brush.
I think this in your neutral B throwing a grenade.
Splat bomb.
Splat bomb, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure the smash attacks will be more weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was a bunch of new designs, and
those were the smash attacks I just told you about.
Oh, I thought those were your specials. Down B, up B.
No. Down A, smash attack, is the slosher. Okay, up A is the range blaster, ink brush.
Now, Madison was saying that.
Yeah, there were new designs. Overhauls on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Now, the only thing they didn't show that everyone was curious about is you refill your ink by holding the shield button and pushing B, which puts you down in the ink to recover your ink.
Mm-hmm.
Puts you down on the ground to recover. The question is, can you move while in that state? Because if you can, that's broken. Because no one else can move while shielded for distances. They can flick, flick, flick. But like, if you could like swim in the ink, and then that's broken as hell. So I'm not sure they'll be able to do that. But that would be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Yes, but as we were saying about the overhaul on the characters,
the designs, they separated things.
Because the Inklings are fucking gorgeous and brilliant, and I actually like Splatoon 2 still, even though you've fallen out of it. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway. Got trapped in competitive. Lost interest.
Anyway, so let's talk about some overhauls. Yeah. So
they're trying to modernize the...
We got Link.
Yeah, so they're the closest to their most recent counterparts.
Well,
they've got three links
sometimes.
Now,
for the most part.
They have three links.
Well, yes, but for main Link, we've got Breath of the Wild Champion Link.
Yes.
And he has the remote bombs, which, of course, can be detonated remotely.
Yes.
We'll probably have a bigger blast zone. At least from what I saw, they seem to have a much
bigger definitely. But I think they do less damage.
Yeah, I can see that.
Zelda and Sheik again.
Yes, they did.
Which is good to keep,
Which I found interesting because they put the Pokemon trainer characters back together.
Yeah.
You think they would have just, had Squirtle, Ivysaur, and Charizard separate, but they put them back together after the success of Charizard in Wii U.
Well, that has me wondering if the whole Epsilon Echo characters, I'm wondering if they're going to do what we were hoping and stack them.
Maybe.
On one character.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
You got to go clicking through Pit. And then you get to Dark Pit.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I wanted that. Please, let that be the case.
Sakurai, if you're listening, please.
Hashtag Daddy Sakurai, please.
Well, it's funny, a lot of the little tiny balances, like the little tiny things we were just like throwing out in our Smash podcast, they're sort of happening.
You want that like that be able to like redirect in midair, and then you have that midair directional dodge.
Or give me some sort of mobility when I'm falling helplessly.
Yeah.
And they kind of added this like glorified wave dashing, like this midair kind of.
The midair dodge.
And I'm like, hey, that's good enough. All I wanted to do was be able to turn around while falling. So if someone gets, I'm falling and I'm facing right. Someone goes, whoa, I'm now to your left beneath you. I can go, okay, flip left and attack once I land.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, there was actually a pretty fun little thing that, they threw out there, speaking of facing the right direction, Ryu in the one-on-one battles will always face his enemy, which is a little broken, a little bit, but like it also is perfect. And it makes me wonder, in one-on-one battles, will he get like more of his inputs put in? Like if you...
I'd imagine they kept it.
Like, yes, you could go full on, like, why there should be a toggle? Like you could toggle on and off, like Street Fighter controls, regular Smash controls.
I think it was all stupid.
Well, if you do the Street Fighter inputs...
So, okay, hold on. Now, Madison has an issue because they spent so much time on the little technical stuff that the pros care about, but the casuals don't.
Look at Bayonetta. Her guns sound different now. Bitch!
To be fair, they do.
It shows they care about the legacy, the games that they're from.
You gave me different sounding guns, but you couldn't talk about Animal Crossing for 10 seconds.
Look, personally, I think it's dumb, but the fact that I put that dedication into the game means the game is going to be good.
Yeah.
It is impressive that they have that much dedication to making this game live up to its subtitle. They want it to be Ultimate. So, yeah.
And it's a stamp of quality, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was and, you thinking. Know, speaking of going back to Epsilon characters, we were, I was thinking, you know, we've got Dark Pit, Epsilon of Pit. We've got Lucina, Epsilon of
Marth.
We've got Daisy of Peach. You know who also is technically an Echo character? Or at least was?
Yeah, because there is no Epsilon next to
Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Is a clone of fucking Captain Falcon.
And there's a lot about Ganondorf.
Used to be.
There's a lot about him that you always wanted. You wanted him to go back to his Ocarina of Time look.
Yes, I did.
They did that. They gave you that.
They did, and I'm so happy.
He seems a little quicker, so he's not that cumbersome Twilight Princess, I'm 15, I got a beard cut, Ganon. Right.
Yeah.
He's like the agile Gerudo Ganondorf. And they finally gave him in his smash attacks. It looks like I remember you mentioning, you make him sword-based, and at least they gave him a sword attack?
Yeah, it
even
looks...
Even if it's just the one smash attack?
You know what's funny? It looks like a Knight's Claymore from Breath of the Wild.
A little bit.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
he doesn't have an Epsilon symbol, which means that maybe they've shaken him up a little more and rebalanced him so much that he's way
finally
far from
his
Captain
own
Falcon.
Character, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he still has some Captain Falcon moves. I'm pretty sure he still has the Warlock Punch and that side B where he like dashes and grabs you and like chokes you out.
Yeah.
You know, but keep your kings out of the podcast, Madison.
I was going to say, choke me, Daddy. I hate
oh, Jesus. It is late.
I fucking hate myself.
It is late. All right. I might have to cut that out of the podcast.
That's fine.
Anyway.
Anyways.
But
so, speaking of characters, though, I think Derek mentioned it earlier. There was a possible leak about...
It's totally fake, but there was.
Well,
some...
to be fair, we all thought that those leaks for Let's Go
Everything,
Pikachu and
right.
Eevee
those
were fake.
And Star Fox Grand Prix. Star Fox. Star Fox. I'm still hoping that, but you know what? It might be fake. You know, Retro might be just working on Donkey Kong Returns 3 or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
But, yeah, there was apparently Skull Kid. Which
yeah.
It's been making the rounds, but it's because I think,
from...
if I'm remembering, Skull Kid from Majora's Mask.
Oh, okay. I thought Skull Kid from Pokemon.
I don't really remember the image, but it looks, I mean, the graphics look pretty good. It could totally be a fake, but he was facing Mario, but Mario was in his wedding outfit, the wedding tuxedo.
They're doing
skins. I'm sure there's still color slots, but there's a lot more costume changes.
Yeah.
And skins.
I saw a Waluigi's outfit for Mario. I saw the wedding outfit and the Builder outfit. I also think I saw the Fire Flower outfit. So they're doing
the Tunic of the Wild.
Yeah.
You know, Ridley can become Meta Ridley, or at least a mechanized version of Ridley with his jaw missing.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But, they showed that tuxedo, and then they also added Termina back, which I know they want to add every stage ever and every character.
It looks like they've done that. They've
but
done
they totally
that well,
remastered
yeah.
it, and the moon looks like the 3DS moon instead of like the old school 64 moon.
Or like the Hyrule Warriors version of the moon.
Right,
yeah. But, yeah.
So all of a sudden people are like, maybe there's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then there was
a
massive...
It.
Massive overhaul to Smashes. Final Smash.
Which I'm so happy about.
It's no longer these kind of drawn out.
You get the transformative ones.
The transformative kind of cinematic
ones. I was okay with a few of the transformative ones. Like, Giga Mac was fun.
just
wanted
to see.
You know, I didn't really have a problem with Wario Man.
Right. The problem is they become more powerful, especially things like Sonic and Pikachu. You're just moving so fast, and that's the purpose. You know, you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't want to be overpowered.
My main issue, but the biggest one, now that I'm thinking about it, I never mentioned in the podcast that we did, but I was thinking the one I hated most, Landmasters.
Never made sense to me.
It made sense to me. They land and they fuck you up.
Fox can have them, but it never made sense that Falco goes, I prefer the air, and drops in a Landmaster. I thought they would have at least given him an R-Wing way back in Brawl and, you know, when they first introduced him.
I guess that makes sense.
He just comes in a really slow movie. It's like exactly like a Landmaster, just moves very slowly and goes, just continues to go forward, bam, 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 and then it just flies off to the right. And Falco ejects. Now, why didn't they ever add the fucking R-Wing? So now it is like it is our wing base now.
Yeah.
And like you can't escape it. And like things like Pac-Man, he just rains giant versions of himself and you can't escape them.
Yeah, it's like, you know, because the old Pac-Man stages would have a loop around.
Yeah.
So he's just whoop, 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 looping around.
So they got the transformative ones.
And it looks like you can aim it. A little bit, like you move up and down as you go through, like with the Pac-Man to aim it. And it kind of reminds me of when you Lucario had the downward beam aura blast, you know? You could kind of like push it, aim it. You jump out of the air, it would shoot down the stage, you could kind of tilt it upward slowly to hit your enemies. Which is fun. Kind of like Samus.
Looks like he throws you onto Samus's gunship. And
yes.
You're kind of like, why did this gunship come in here? Oh no! And he does like an Omega blast.
And then he blows up the gunship. And if you watch the Invitational for Smash Bros., they used it. And in the background, after the final, you see Samus's gunship slowly crash into the distance behind you.
Yeah, it's super cute. Yeah,
that's cool.
Like, the amount of detail they put into this was fucking great.
I love the Pokemon they added. You see Lunala came out at one point and shoots from the background.
Yeah, she's like in the really background.
Cool. She's like way back. They're like, woohoo!
Yeah, and as the guy at the, in the Invitational called it, Sogaleo.
Sogaleo?
Yeah, Sogaleo. Solgaleo is how I always pronounce it, anyway.
Oh, maybe we have it wrong. Like, Ratata.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, is there anything else you can think of that they added to the game? I mean, okay. They took away Link's hookshot. I'm a little disappointed about that.
A lot of people like the hookshot.
You know?
They did a lot of fine balancing. I love the Roy. I have OCD, I'm sorry. I know people like Roy and Moth's Japanese voices. Never made sense to me. Ike spoke English. You know, Fire Emblem depicts like an anime fantasy version of England or medieval warfare in England.
Yeah.
So it didn't make sense that Roy and Marth would speak in Japanese. Like, I get it, like, they're the original big characters from Japan, they would be speaking Japanese, but it's like, you couldn't have added to when you, you know...
They could have just, like,
bringing it to the translated West, you couldn't have dubbed it. Yeah, they could have dubbed it.
And the great thing is...
So they finally did it.
They've put it in English. It's going to piss off my sister because she constantly quotes Marth's taunt from, like, Melee, you know, Mata Mikagire, or whatever the fuck he says. I have no idea what he's saying, but she's always saying it whenever she gets bored, and I'm like, why?
Now we'll know what it
you
means.
You fucking weeb. Anyway.
Yeah, but that small little thing had me, like, rolling, like, oh, yes, Roy and Marth speak English. They speak English.
Now, okay, one more thing before we wrap it up.
Oh, Sakurai, here's my last big note.
Okay, yeah.
There was the Invitational, and he saw how broken Bayonetta is. Like, any win that Bayonetta got, you would get a camera on Sakurai, like, ooh.
Well, see, Bayonetta, Bayonetta's wins were always the air juggling. And I believe in the Invitational, Bayonetta juggled some dude, like one of the other dudes, to death three times.
Yeah.
Three full deaths from air juggling this dude up to the topmost point of the area where you fall off the screen.
By the way, I didn't witness this. I was speaking with the GameStop employee because I, you know, immediately you kind of like, oh, they announced the new Smash game. Better go trade in whatever I have while it's still has worth before this goes lower.
Yeah, but then after the Invitational was over, he's like, thank you all so much for playing. And after watching these amazing games, I even noticed a few bugs myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to catch the midnight flight back home and start to work in the morning.
Right. And you it's Bayonetta. You know it was Bayonetta.
And everyone was cheering like, yeah, go home and work on it. And I'm like, he's catching the midnight flight back home. He's going to start to work in the morning. The man's not going to get any sleep.
No,
let him sleep.
That's like a 16-hour flight, too. Japan. Right.
He's going to be making notes. He's going to be rewatching the footage and making notes.
He's going to end up with a health crisis again because he's known for that.
Yeah.
He puts so much of himself into a game. But,
Sakurai, please.
Go to bed, sweetheart. Right.
But
get some rest.
Take a nap.
Smash was the big into that. Everyone knew it was coming. They knew everyone's expectations were pretty much in check.
Now, the one thing that got me, real quick, sorry, before we wrap this up, Mii Fighters are back.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
I know
it's Ultimate, and they're going to bring back every fighter in the game.
I don't want this.
But Mii Fighters are back.
Take them back.
We've got 6 months.
What's the return policy on the Mii Fighters?
We've got 6 months, okay? Literally 6 months minus a week from when we record this podcast. I mean, till the game comes out. Are they going to release some form of Miiverse again?
I think that they're pre-cut fighters that you can no longer customize. I think the ones that you saw in the trailer could very well, and people love the customization. I don't think
it kind of sounded like they were pre-cut fighters.
I think he's like, oh look, the ones you see here, you can change their voice now.
Well, see, they mentioned 12 voice changes. They mentioned the proportions were changed because they looked dorky originally.
Yeah.
They made them the they fixed swoller. They made them buffer in the body.
Right. They gave
They gave the females tits.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking jack off to a me character.
Yeah, I know. But then it sounded like they've removed the customization of special moves. So the Mii fighters are going to have a set move set.
I'm thinking they're pretty preset and pre-cut.
But I think you might be able to put Billy Mays in the game. Like if you have, I think
Bob Ross and Billy
I think that the main appeal of having the Mii in there is being able to use the Miis you have in your console, play as yourself. So I think if you have those Miis in your console, you'll be able to use them in the game. But I don't think that we're going to get the customization of other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get any of the fancy outfits. I don't think we're going to get any of the fancy special moves.
I agree.
But, yeah.
It's more fighter-based this time. It's very
Good. Everyone was sort of glancing over the fact that Mii fighters are back and how they're going to work. Because
nobody wants them.
I guess we'll...
I told you, I mean, not the bees, okay? Nick Cage, not the bees!
It's a great story.
I mean, it's...
magic. Just
It's beautiful.
Anything could happen with Mii's in Smash.
You know? And Billy Mays being a gunner and like hitting somebody with that side special and having them fall down, and when they get back up you go, but wait, there's more, and you launch out your big charge blast.
But wait, there's more.
You know, that is like moments like that made the Mii fighters fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? Bob Ross using his sword as a paintbrush. And you're just like, paint them happy little trees with your blood, you know?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with the Mii fighters.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean,
good memories, good moments.
Yeah, so, I mean, I enjoyed the Mii fighters, and I'm happy they're coming back up to a point. I just don't think we're going to get the amount of customization that we had before.
Yes. Now, I'll segue into the final thoughts.
Yeah.
Going with that, like, how little, we still technically know very little.
Yeah.
So, I'll segue into, we're probably getting a Direct. Most likely a Smash Direct.
Definitely.
After the positive reception.
Yeah, they're probably going to be revealing new stages,
right.
New game modes.
I'm thinking late August, early September, at the latest fall. Yeah. So like October.
Now, on that same note, they mentioned that your opening roster is going to be no bigger than the original Smash 64.
They're gonna come pouring in.
And you're going to be streamlining the way you unlock the characters. You know what that screams to me? Subspace Emissary style single player battle. You play through the single-player mode, and as you meet the other characters, you unlock them.
Very well
could. That is what I'm thinking, and it just makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and the interesting would be, is if you actually met them in the numbered order, otherwise, why would they have those numbers? Those numbers next to the names that listed the order they were added to Smash, those numbers mean something. It's not just like, oh, this is the order they came in. I think that they're going to be... They mentioned that original Smash roster is your opening number of characters. I have a feeling that as you play through, you're going to unlock them in the numbered order. That, to me, screams sense.
A single player of some sort.
Yeah, it screams sense, and it screams a single player campaign, but it just makes too much sense not to do it that way.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, this is probably our longest podcast ever.
Yes.
But we did have a lot to go over.
Well, I mean,
so
E3 is a big thing. So if I wanted the longer one, I was hoping it would be the E3 podcast.
Yeah. We'll find out a little later. When I go home and edit this, we'll find out if it's a two-parter or not.
It's probably a two-parter, I feel
like. Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
And if it is a two-parter, it's going to release Monday, Wednesday probably.
Yeah. But
final thoughts. The thoughts I had.
Yeah, final thoughts. Definitely.
A very solid E3. The not leaks, but there was a consistent flow, consistent release flow.
Yeah, it feels like E3 is like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, and you find things you like, find things you don't really care about. Just very standard. Smash. A lot of people felt let down by Nintendo this year, and it's like, to be honest, I knew it was mostly going to be Smash focused. Anything other than Smash was a bonus, but Smash was ultimately. You know, we were scrubbing all the footage we could possibly get, everyone was doing that.
Yeah.
And I tell people, you know, just don't freak out just yet. We're spoiled all year round with Nintendo Directs.
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of Directs. There's probably going to be that one in September. Either it's going to be Smash focused or just a general Direct. So, I enjoyed this E3. And
yeah, me too.
People shouldn't be freaking out. I think they should be going easy, especially on the big end.
Definitely. All right, guys. So, all right, final thoughts. Rating out of 10 for E3 in general so far.
7.5.
Madison?
Yeah, I'm at like a solid 6.8 probably.
All right. I was going to say I'm probably a 6. Yeah. Mainly because I don't really care about anything but Nintendo stuff, so...
Hey, man, to be honest...
I don't have a console that can play the other stuff.
You had an awful lot to say about the Xbox, though.
I did, but that's because...
I was surprised how long that went on.
That's because I have an Xbox 360.
That's true, that's why.
I don't have an Xbox One, right. But the fact that I have a 360 means I have some history with that company.
Right.
I had the original Xbox, I have a 360.
Well, you had a lot to say about your history with Halo and Gears.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just, you know, they're not bad games. It's just I don't have the updated consoles. I can see where the series are going.
Not only that, but, like, with Xbox and... Microsoft and PC, they focus more on a variety of things than just like one big thing, and then here's a bunch of like little tiny things just to like shut you up and say, no, we didn't just talk about our one big thing.
Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about? Spider-Man for PS4.
You know what else you didn't talk about? Fucking Captain Toad.
You know what? I, as a big lifelong Spidey fan, if we're still doing this podcast when that comes out, because that's like September.
Yeah.
We will do Spider-Man as its own.
Dude,
I already have it pre-ordered, the special edition.
It looks so good.
Yes, I call it Spider-Man Ravencroft City. Ravencroft City.
That's their
Arkham City, okay.
Ravencroft Prison.
Allegedly, it plays like an Arkham game, so.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Arkham mixed with, like, Spider-Man 2, the game, or any other Spider-Man game.
Yeah, and I am totally fine with that. But
we'll have a lot to say about Spider-Man when it actually
comes out. We've gone on for too long. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys want to send us some messages, let us know your thoughts. We have an email and Twitter and everything. It's all in the description down below or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm not going to bore you with everything. So thank you guys so much, and hope you enjoy E3 and this podcast.
Wait, what's next week's episode?
Next episode is Incredibles.
Oh, yeah!
What about the audio expansion?
We have a really special guest for the Incredibles.
We have to beat it first.
Right. We have a lot of goodies.
80 special levels. We have to beat Octo Expansion before we can get there.
We have a very special guest for the Incredibles episode.
Yes, we do.
I'm excited.
Yes, we do.
For them.
All right, Incredibles 2 next week. Look forward to that.
Yay.
Thank you guys, and goodbye!
See you folks later. Ciao.
This very long episode of the Think Between Worlds podcast was created by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is hosted by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon, with special guest star Madison Snedden. It is edited by David Kennedy Farner, and it is produced by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Snedden. Music by Kevin McLeod from Incomptech.com, and cover art by Davey Jones. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next world.
Well, folks, that's it. The E3 2018 episode is over. This was the end of part 2. If you guys missed part 1, please feel free to go back, listen to that, or just listen to the full 2-hour-long episode. Thank you all so much for checking this out. If you guys prefer having these long-form episodes or these long ones split up into two, go ahead and shoot us an email and let us know what's going on, all right? Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.